here now with the news in detail is Carl O'Brien.
The US President Joe Biden's campaign for re-election has come under renewed scrutiny after he made two errors ahead of a news conference at the conclusion of the NATO summit in Washington. President Biden said he was the most qualified candidate to govern the United States and had the best chance of beating the presumptive Republican Party nominee, Donald Trump. He said he would drop out of the race if his staff came to him with strong evidence that he could not win November's election. But he said nobody was saying that. During the lengthy news conference, the president answered detailed questions from journalists for almost an hour. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The most closely scrutinized news conference in recent US history got off to a bad start when Joe Biden called Kamala Harris Vice President Trump. Earlier, when introducing the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, at a major public event at the NATO summit, he called him President Putin.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin.
But for the vast bulk of the lengthy news conference, Joe Biden was in command of the facts and the message, only occasionally straying into long, rambling answers. He defended his economic record, his considerable legislative achievements, and his foreign policy. He insisted he was the best qualified person to govern America and the most likely to beat Donald Trump in November's election. He insisted he will not drop out of the race unless his staff tells him he cannot win. But he insisted there is no polling data to support that, and he said he has his own polls that show he has a clear path to victory. In the immediate aftermath of the news conference, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Jim Himes, issued a statement calling on Mr. Biden to step away from the election, becoming the 15th member of the House of Representatives to do so. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Severe restrictions, including several types of bans, are to be placed on XL bully dogs. It follows calls for tighter controls on such dogs in the wake of a number of attacks. The XL bully is a type of bulldog that has a muscular body, powerful jaws, and a tendency towards aggression. The measures will be introduced in two phases between October and February. Our Northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan.
This ban on XL bully dogs follows calls for tighter dog control measures in the wake of a number of high-profile dog attacks and follows similar measures recently introduced in Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. The Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, will announce the two-stage ban later today. From the 1st of October, it will be illegal to breed, sell, rehome or import XL bullies. And from the 1st of February, owning one will also be banned, unless the owner has a certificate of exemption. These will only be issued to owners who can prove their dog has been licensed, microchipped and neutered. Owners of XL bullies who don't comply with the new regulations from next February will have their dogs seized and euthanised. XL bullies are already among 11 restricted dog breeds in Ireland, but they will be the first to be banned.
Tens of thousands of people will take part in annual Orange Order 12th of July parades across Northern Ireland today. The parades are held to commemorate the Battle of the Boyne in 1690, when the Protestant King, William of Orange, defeated the Catholic King James. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
More than 200 bonfires were lit in Protestant areas across Northern Ireland last night to start the traditional 12th celebrations. Tens of thousands of members of the Orange Order will today take part in 18 parades, with many more lining their routes. More than 1,200 Orange Lodges and around 600 bands will take part. The biggest parade in terms of overall numbers is in Belfast, but the largest number of Orange Order members marching will be in Killyleagh, where an estimated 40,000 spectators are expected to watch the County Armagh demonstration. The parade in Irvingstown in County Fermanagh will include Orange Lodges and bands from Donegal, Leitrim, Cavan and Monaghan. Vincent Kearney, RTE News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry and cloudy today. However, showers will slowly spread from the northwest this morning and afternoon. The best of any sunny spells will be in the south and east. Patchy drizzle will push into northwestern coasts this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees.